Beach Radio 1160 and 1310, along with Alive Again Alliance Church, are proud to present Alive Again. In this chaotic world, Alive Again brings you the life-transforming words of Jesus. Now, here are your hosts, Pastor Jay and Pastor Bill.
Good morning, Alive. For those of you that are out there listening, that was Andrew Meyer, worship leader in North Jersey, and the name of the song was Anthem. Don't you know, the blind will see, the lame will walk. For those of you that have Jesus in your life, somebody has that Pastor Bill is with us this morning. I'm your host, Pastor Jay, here with Alive Again, and in studio we have Pastor Bill. How you doing, Pastor Bill?
I'm doing very good today. I've been a little bit the late aside, but I'm getting better and back in the saddle. So,
did the doctor work on your speech at all?
I have to say that one of the things that is a result of being under anesthesia or whatever is that my mind is a little foggy, so I do tend to not be able to read or speak.
Well, we're so glad that you're back. We're so glad you're doing well, and you're up walking around now.
Yeah, I'm glad to be home.
How's the family with putting up with you for a week at home? And
they're doing good.
They're doing good.
The interesting thing is that my wife had scheduled to have our kitchen remodeled, so I'm home trying to get better, and our house is torn apart. I'm kind of keep saying to people, I can't lift anything. I just had surgery, so please forgive me. I kind of feel like I have to keep making excuses for myself. But anyway.
In any way, were you trying to help rebuild the kitchen?
No, absolutely
well, that's
not.
A good thing.
You know,
so. As long as you were staying away from the construction.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I don't want to forget our producer, Paul. Good morning, Paul. How you doing this weekend?
I am doing fantastic.
You got anything scheduled or planned for today or tomorrow?
My twin's 25th birthday party this afternoon.
Twin? Oh, really?
Very nice. Very nice.
That is great. Well, happy birthday to your twin. also in studio is none other than the famous Ron Walulak. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
Tell the listeners how your week went.
Well, I can't claim the same anesthesia problem that Pastor Bill is experiencing.
Okay.
But I have my own issues, so.
You do. And what are those issues?
Well, me, I guess. Problem known as me.
A problem known as Ron Walulak. Well, he was an attendee at Woodstock. So for those of you that are listening, you can kind of understand what he's talking about there. Well, listen, for those of you that are listening, Alive Again radio show, our sole purpose is to bring life-transforming conversations to the dark world around us. There's so much going on out there. When you turn on the news, when you turn on the radio, you hear about wars that are happening, drug epidemics going on, homeless situation in Ocean and Monmouth County. So Alive Again's purpose is to bring life-transforming discussions, ministries, or outreaches to the community. And we do it this morning by having a very special guest in studio. But before I introduce Sean Hyland, I want to let you know that this is a call-in radio show. For the first five callers that call in and tell us a little bit about what Jesus is doing in their life or have any questions about the conversation that's going to happen, you'll get a $15 gift card to La Gondola's in Lakehurst, New Jersey. The number to dial in is 732-505-1160. We want you to participate in the conversation. If you want to learn a little bit about what Alive Again Radio Show is all about, you can also visit us at www.aliveagainradio.org. On there, you'll see a community calendar of events that are going on around Ocean and Monmouth County. You'll learn a little bit about Alive Again Alliance Church, who is a supporter of the Alive Again Radio Show. They meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. They're located at 1060 Church Road. And also, we have a special sponsor that helps promote the radio show financially, and that's Painting by Kevin. For all your interior and exterior needs, give Painting by Kevin a call today. The number to dial is 908-433-4465. Very professional group of painters. Give Kevin a call for all your interior and exterior painting needs.
Can I just put a plug in before we get into the conversation today about tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Okay, so tomorrow at Alive Again, 1060 Church Road, 10 o'clock, there's a seat waiting for you. We're going to be having a special Father's Day message by former NFL player, New York Giants player, Keith Elias, who many folk know from this community in this area, is a local boy who has gotten some notoriety and things, some fame through his football career. And he's going to be speaking especially on, I think that his focus is going to be the crisis of masculinity. And so I think
let me correct you there. He's going to be speaking on authentic manhood.
Authentic manhood.
Okay. That raised Paul's head.
Authentic manhood. Okay. So going to be a good time tomorrow. So please come out. Join us. It's going to be a great day. There'll be bagels a little bit before. You know, get there about quarter of. You'll get some coffee, bagels. If you want to bring it into the auditorium, you can. There's child care. There's going to be some gifts for dads, for the men in the church. Plus, Keith is going to be sharing good music. Just a great morning. So just join us tomorrow if you've been wanting to check out Alive Again.
For more information about Alive Again Alliance Church, you can go to their website, aliveagainalliancechurch.com. Again, the service starts at 10, doors open around 9. The address is 1060 Church Road in Toms River, where the white church with the little red door. That's the slogan that everybody says. They are a family of missionary servants sent as disciples to make disciples. So when you walk in, the immediate feeling that you should receive is one of family. Again, we want to hear from our listeners. The first five callers get a $15 gift card to La Gondola's. For those of you that join in the conversation, the number to dial is 732-505-1160. We are also streaming this on Facebook Live at Alive Again Alliance Church's website, so you can watch all the action, the fun that goes on here in studio. So we want to jump in now to our special guest that we are honored to have in the room here with us. The special guest this morning is Sean Hyland. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about who you are. Are you from the Jersey Shore or are you an outsider?
I am one of us.
You are one of us. Okay.
I am a Jersey Shore native, thick and through.
Yeah, Mets, Jets, Giants, who sports team affiliates? This will really tell us if you're one of us or not.
Well, I'm gonna take a position right now and say I am a New York Giants fan.
New York Giants fan. That's great. That promotes Keith Elias from New
York
Giants.
Yes. I followed him back when he was playing. Absolutely.
Okay, so you're a Giants fan.
Giants fan. Always have been.
Tell us what one of your greatest memories of the Jersey Shore growing up here.
I think for most people, it has to be the beach, you know, Seaside Heights. You know, I'm a Toms River area native. And so when you're a young person, whether it's elementary school or middle school and beyond, just going out to the shore and enjoying the rides and wasting your money on the stands. I mean, spending your money wisely.
Yeah, right.
On the stands.
Come on, Lucky Leos would like
yeah, Lucky Leos. Getting those tickets, 1,000 tickets for a little Green Army guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Those little plastic spiders, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling
right.
you, so you got. But
the spider rings.
It was all about the skee ball. So you know,
my little son Asher, my youngest son Asher loves skee ball.
Yes.
So we have a second special guest in studio. Who's with us this morning? Come on, step up to the microphone. Say hello to the world. Who do we have here? What's your name?
David.
David, how old are you?
11.
Now, were you just walking on the street and Sean picked you up and said, you know, come and act as my son, or are you connected to him in any way?
Yeah, he's my dad.
He's your father, huh? Now tomorrow is Father's Day.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to say special? And I know that I'm catching you off guard, so if you don't want to, you don't have to. But is there anything special you'd like to share with your father?
I just want to say that I love him a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Good. Good. I love you too, buddy.
Thank you so much, David. Well, welcome. We're glad to have you here on the show. And if you feel that any time you want to participate and join in, don't be afraid to jump onto the mic, okay? All right. So, Sean, Alive Again's the radio show's purpose, as I said during the intro, is to bring life-transforming conversations to the dark world around us. We've had a number of guests on the show to talk about the drug epidemic that's hitting Ocean County. We've had a number – and Monmouth County, all of New Jersey, actually. Mm-hmm. We've had a number of guests on the show to talk about the homeless situation in Ocean and Monmouth County. But our purpose is to help the community see that – in this darkness, there is a light.
That's right. Absolutely.
There is a light. And that light is none other than Jesus Christ. And through our testimonies, we help the community around us see that he's real. He's alive. He's not just some mystic character in a book, the most famous book in all the world, in all history. So share with the listeners this morning a little bit about your story. How has Jesus impacted not only you, but your family and your ministry? We sometimes like to frame this around the four-part creation, which is talks about our birth and our childhood, our parents, the fall, which is that point in our walk, in our story, where we've hit the bottom and we've come to the point where if total surrender and wanting total acceptance of something, Jesus, in our lives. The restoration is asking Jesus into our life and him restoring us back to that position where we can engage him. We have real relationship with him because, as you know, we are, as the Bible calls us, unrighteous. We're not clean. We can't enter the presence of God without, you know, that sacrifice. You know, in the Old Testament, they did it through the sacrificial lambs and the spilling of blood. But when Jesus comes and he dies on the cross for us, he is our sacrifice. And then the redemption, which is that ongoing process of falling and being restored, redemption. So talk to us a little bit about where you were raised, who you are, and then the more impactful part is the fall, you know, which is where listeners are at today.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, as I said, I'm a Toms River native. I mean, grew up in South Toms River, not very far from the studios here this morning. Oh. And as I was growing up, like most people, I think, in our area, you know, I had an awareness of Jesus Christ. Went to church not often, maybe once, twice a year, you know, but obviously raised in a home that it would be considered, you know, a Christian home, even though it wasn't a practicing Christian home. We didn't go to church on a regular basis. So as a young person, it became just more of a backstory, just a name among many names.
Okay.
Nothing serious, nothing that would, you know, make me think or ponder God's existence or what he means to me.
Right.
But as I was growing up here in South Toms River, you know, I was actually doing very well in school at an early age. Was gifted in a lot of areas, even went to a special gifted school in Toms River twice a week. However, when you get into those rough teenage years that many of us have gone through or many of us might have children going through right now,
mm-hmm.
That's when things began to become very dark in my life.
Okay.
And things began to really transition from a bright future to a very dark existence.
And you were going to what high school? You were saying are you at South Toms River or are you?
At this point, I would be at Intermediate. Well, back then it was Intermediate West.
Okay.
I believe now it's Intermediate north.
North, yeah.
Yep, and so that's where we were in the middle school years. And things begin to drastically decline in my life, personally, you know, emotionally.
How old?
13, 14 years old.
Okay.
I would say when most people hit that transition in life and they're beginning to struggle with their identity and their purpose and who they are and peers and society and the culture around them. And I got into a real dark place, mm-hmm. a real angry place. And I began to, I guess, cry out for help, but not in a verbal way. And people just could see the change in who I was as a person, as an individual. And that raised a great concern for my family, mm-hmm. My teachers, my friends. And by the time I was 14 years old, I was already at the point of breaking and the point of that my family wanted to intervene.
Okay.
And stop me from going down the path that I was going in.
So what, if you don't mind me, I'm going to kind of pull out some of the roots here. What... You're saying a dark place. Is it peer pressure? Are you suicidal? Are you thinking of drugs? Or, you know, so like what kind of takes you to that dark place? What are you experiencing?
Well, a lot of anger and a lot of suicidal thoughts.
From what?
I think from just the rejection of society. And so I'm coming from a background, a lot of the gothic type of dark heavy metal music. I mean, I was dressing in black trench coats and black fingernails before Marilyn Manson was even singing in Florida.
Wow.
I'm going back to the early 90s here. I'm going back to bands like Danzig and Salween and Typo Negative and bands that most listeners are completely unfamiliar with. But there was at 14 years old, just cutting myself with glass, very, very suicidal. And so one day I heard a knock on my door, mm-hmm. and it wasn't Jesus. It was like a 6'6" cop. And about 20 more individuals lined the hallway of my mother's house.
Okay.
And they said, son, you have to come with us. And so obviously, though, as insane as I was, I realized I'm no challenge to this man right now. So we went with them, and there I was in Paul Kimball Hospital in Lakewood under suicide watch. They begin to transition me to the Carrier Clinic in mm-hmm. Bellmead, New Jersey for 3 weeks of counseling and suicide watch again. I couldn't even use the restroom or take a shower without someone sitting there watching me, so afraid I would take my life.
Okay.
And finally, after 3 weeks, they let me out. And you know how it is when you're kind of in those situations. You act your very best to get out as soon as you can get out.
Right.
But nothing has transformed in your life yet.
Yeah.
You just knew that I need to get out of here. Yeah. And so as soon as I got out, the first day I exploded off of my family, breaking things in the house. And then I took off into the woods and I was hiding again because, you know, people, there's a lot of good help out there, but there's only one thing that the gospel can do that no one else can do, and that is completely transform the life because it transforms the human heart.
Right.
And so when I was 14, now through my teenage years, I dropped out of high school. I was in high school South.
Uh-huh.
Well, before that, though, they put me in the alternate school. Okay. Back in the day, South Toms River had this alternate school, which I think now is like a community center. And I was there for a year, and that didn't handle me well either. And so by the time I was 15 and a half, not even 16 yet, mm-hmm. Toms River School says, well, if you're going to drop out, we can let you ride for a couple months till you turn 16 and then drop out. And that's what we did. And so I found myself at 16, no education, no diploma, no future, no hope, angry and suicidal. And then I was getting worse and worse. And finally, I came to the point of 18 years of age. And I was at the point again, if I said something to my family, to my friends, that I'm either going to kill myself, I'll be put away, or I'm going to do something very, very drastic, not just to myself, but to those around me. I really had a sense of I was going to be a major news story before major news stories were existing mm-hmm. in that type of climate. And so instead, I was watching a Christian television station, 18 years old. I know it must be foreign to even believe
it. Is this the 700 Club?
It was a Trinity Broadcasting Network.
Oh, okay, Trinity.
Yeah, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning on Memorial Day. And it was 1995. And here's this young man, 18 years old. Again, I've got scars on me from cutting myself with glass. I've gotten black fingernails. I'm wearing all the gothic clothes and culture. And here I am watching this Christian TV preacher. But he was also a former heavy metal singer named Jeff Fenholt. Sung for Black Sabbath. He was hooked on drugs in his life. So it related to me.
Right.
And he was telling me what you were just saying earlier, that Jesus is not just a book or just some sort of religion, but he's real and he can set you free. And I found myself, Jay, at 1 o'clock in the morning on the floor of my mother's living room.
Wow.
And I was crying out to Jesus. I said, Jesus, I hate my life, but I don't want to die. I just don't want to live this way any longer. And I'm telling you, the tears just flooded out of my eyes. I begin to shake and quiver on the floor of my knees. It's a true, genuine repentance, a true, genuine conversion, a place of honesty and humility where I said, God, I'm wrong. You're right. Fix me.
Yeah.
And you know what? Jesus did for me in 4 minutes what a psychiatrist couldn't do in 4 years. He set
God.
Me free.
Amen.
And I've never been the same ever since then.
Yeah. Now, I'm just thinking back to the song that we opened up to. You know, he sets the captives free. And in this 4 minutes, this is what he does for you. The word transforms people. Hmm. Is there any scripture, any part from the Bible or from this message that you're seeing on Trinity Broadcast that you would share with listeners that find themselves in this dark place, in this place where the world is not connecting with them and they're not connecting to the world? Is there any part in scripture that you can help guide them or direct them to so that if they're home and they're at this point in their life that they can read and they can meditate on?
Yeah, I would go to the scripture that what I meditate on often when I first became a Christian, and all of us probably know it in this room, but not many of our listeners, and that's simply John 3:3. Unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Hmm. And when we really begin to understand that when you're born originally into this world, mm-hmm. You're born into a world that's fallen and separated from God. You yourself have a sinful nature and don't understand the things of God. And so you grow up in a system that's so contrary to what God wanted for you, mm-hmm. so contrary to the way that God created the heavens and the earth in the beginning. And that system begins to raise you and form you and structure your beliefs and your identity and your personality. And yet it's so incomplete.
Yeah.
And it's so broken. And it leaves you wanting for more.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear the message that I can be born again, you mean there's a new beginning for me?
Mm-hmm.
There's a new start for me? I'm not stuck in this position. I can change. So often in our culture, we hear like, well, I can't change. It's just the way that I am. It's just the way that I am. And we begin to make excuses on why our life is the way that it is.
Right.
But no, you can be born again.
Right.
It can start over. And when your spirit becomes alive, when you begin to cry out to God, God, I'm wrong and you're right. Man, his spirit begins to invade your life, mm-hmm. and you sense a newness, a freedom, a passion for life again, because the creator of life himself, God, is now intervening in your life, and you're finding your true identity and your true purpose in him. And that's why I want to encourage every single listener out there, you can be born again. Your life can be changed. You yourself can be transformed, and the hope and the destiny that you're looking for and longing for, it's right there, a prayer away, when it's genuine, honest, and humble.
Mm. And the
good stuff.
It's good stuff. And Pastor Bill, can you expound briefly? You know, Sean mentioned John 3:3, where it talks about this mm-hmm. born again process. Now, can you share with the listeners that are listening? By the way, if you're out there listening and you want to join in on the conversation, call us right now, 732-505-1160. The portion of scripture is the scene is set.
Mm-hmm.
It's nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is. He is introduced to a character.
Right. He's introduced to a guy by, boy, oh, boy. See, now you're testing me. Nicodemus.
Uh-huh.
And Nicodemus was a very religious man, and he came at night because he was afraid of, you know, Jesus was this controversial figure, but he was drawn to him, and he wanted to know. He said to the Lord Jesus, "What must I do to enter into the kingdom of God?" And Jesus said, unless a man is born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Right.
And the thing that I think is interesting about that whole idea of being born again is that, you know, I'm out with many of the things that I'm involved in my life out in our community. And I often have people talk to me about family members. And the people who talk to me about family members are not necessarily people who have a relationship with God. And they'll talk about a family member and they'll say, oh, my family member is a born again.
Right.
Now, you might be out there in the listening audience and you may think that very thing. OK. And so here's something that is just an important thing for us to understand is that that phrase, a born again, is actually kind of not an accurate phrase because it's not a denomination. It's not a religion.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing like that. It does not matter what the nameplate is on your church or your spiritual community. What Jesus is saying to you is that no matter where you're coming from, no matter where you're at, no matter what your brand of spirituality or religion is, that unless you have had this transforming relationship in which you have become spiritually alive by God through the power of the Holy Spirit entering your life, you really don't really know God. That's really what he's saying. That's what he was saying to Nicodemus, who was this very, very religious man, this very religious man.
Right. So it's interesting, Sean, that Nicodemus comes to Jesus under the cover of night, and you find yourself at 1 o'clock in the morning under the cover of night.
That's right. In the midst of darkness, spiritually and physically. It was a dark place for me, and it was in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden a bright light just completely transformed me. His name was Jesus Christ. It's undeniable.
Undeniable. And so after this time, 1 o'clock in the morning, do you, you know, how does your life, how is your life impacted or changed? Do you go out to the street corner with a sign and a bullhorn and scream out Jesus Christ and Him crucified, come, you know, stop your sinful ways, or, you know, or do you jump right into ministry, or is it still some learning about this new life, about Jesus? Because I'm sure your parents had to have been like, what the heck happened to Sean? I mean, yesterday he's wearing dark clothes. He's cutting himself. He's screaming in my house at 1 o'clock in the morning, Jesus, I'm at my ends rope here. Help me. And, you know, so what are they experiencing? And then where does your ministry life go from here?
Yeah, you know, I think at the beginning, my parents, my friends, those who knew me thought I was going through some sort of phase or something.
They want to throw you off the mountain like Jesus is?
They just couldn't understand it. Hey, it was working for the guy, but we just don't get it, you know? It's some sort of phase. He'll grow out of it because that's not the Sean that we know, of course.
Right.
So, and without actually understanding what God can do for someone, I can understand how they wouldn't see the long-term effect it would have on me. But as they begin to see me live out Christ and go to church and get involved in the church and in ministry, I remember the time that I was water baptized right here in the Toms River off of the Beechwood Beach. It was by a Community Bible Fellowship man named Pastor Rod Conover.
Uh-huh.
And when he baptized me in water, my mother was there, and she's seen my testimony, or, you know, heard my testimony just for the baptism and seen me go through that. And that totally just made her, you know, give her life to Christ, just seeing her son really be serious about this. And I guess that would definitely open up everyone's eyes. And so my heart for God just became to grow more and more. You know, I just began to get involved in ministry, attend some great local churches here in Toms River, began to serve in the nursing home ministry, in the soup kitchen ministry, in the youth ministry. I would go, obviously, to the Ocean County Mall and just tell people my age about Jesus. And I want the world to know that there's a God in heaven that loved them, that died for them, that has not rejected them, but can offer them a hope and a new life. And I just did not want to stop sharing that message. And so from that, I felt a strong call upon my life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I met my wife. We've been married now for 17 years, a wonderful lady. We're so – the marriage becomes stronger and stronger every day. She's from Honduras. I can only imagine how God would bring a woman thousands and thousands of miles away to find me, you know, or maybe I found her. But
right.
Just a beautiful story, and we've been together now for 17 years. We got married, and I felt a call to, you know, go to Bible college and begin to go into full-time ministry. And so now we're talking about 10 years ago. And so I went to school out in Ohio for a few years, came back to New Jersey in 2009, and started our ministry called Move the Earth.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I've been doing with my heart for the past nine years here in the Toms River area.
And you have David.
Do you yes.
Have, and you have another
we
son?
We have four children. Yeah, we have two sons and two daughters, 22, 19, and then 12 and 11.
And 11.
Wow. Yeah.
And are they all connected to the local school system, or are they going to Christian schools? Or?
Well, two older ones are out of school right now.
Okay.
They did attend Calvary Academy for a while in Lakewood,
uh-huh.
But then they also attended Central Regional,
okay.
Where we're living at now. My two middle school students, they attend Ambassador Christian Academy right here, 800 Main Street in Toms River,
mm-hmm.
a wonderful Christian school. By the way, I will be teaching
uh-huh.
Bible this year at Ambassador Christian Academy for middle schoolers from 6th to 8th grade.
Wow.
That's great. Well, listen, we're going to go to news and weather, but when we come back, we want to kind of transition the show, definitely continue to latch on to your testimony, but we want to hear about what Move the Earth is doing. There's a lot of great things going on in Ocean and Monmouth County as a result of Move the Earth, and so we want to definitely get into that portion of the conversation. For those of you that are out there listening, when we come back from news and weather, dial in 732-505-1160.
Alive Again will be right back on Beach Radio 1160 and 1310.
Beach Radio is 1160 WOBM Lakewood Township, 1310 WADB Asbury Park, and MyBeachRadio.com, a Town Square media station. More of the Jersey Shore's best oldies next.
Hi, Marianne Levy. Beach Radio 1160, 1310, and MyBeachRadio.com broadcast from the Preferred Home Healthcare Studio. Since 1987, Preferred has offered the highest degree of care. Preferred home health care with feeling.
Beach Radio 1160, 1310, and MyBeachRadio.com. Now, from the WOBM Newsroom, this is Beach Radio News.
69 degrees and cloudy, I'm Jess Byrne. Stafford police are looking for the suspect who stole a black Saturn Vue with Pennsylvania plates from the Wawa on Mermaid Drive and Route 72. Wawa security cameras show the victim park his car and enter the store, leaving his keys inside. The suspect then enters the vehicle and drives off. Stafford police remind residents to secure your vehicles before leaving them unattended. Most of us can snap photos with our phones. John Delaney takes it to a new level, using apps to create multi-layered images. His art stays on display for 2 more weeks at the Ocean County Library Weirton branch. Actions speak louder than words when it comes to impressing a potential employer. What you say is important, but so is your body language. According to Office Team, many interviewers focus on eye contact, facial expressions, posture, handshakes, and hand gestures when they meet applicants.
But senior managers found that 30% of candidates display negative body language during interviews.
The highest one was the lack of eye contact. So on a scale of 5, that rated a 4.18.
Showing facial feelings are second at 3.96, says Dora Anishak, Metro Market Manager for Robert Half. She says people typically want you to look them in the eye.
It shows confidence. It shows, you know, truthfulness, trustworthiness. It also shows that you're engaged and in, you know, interacting with your interviewer.
She offers more tips for putting your best body language forward. Be genuine, smile, sit up straight in your chair, have a firm handshake, and don't fidget. In Trenton, I'm Jen Ursolo.
Beach Radio Sports Watch, the Yankees fell to the Athletics 7-6, the Mets lost to the Nationals 7-2, the Phillies fell to the Diamondbacks 5-4, and our old Naked Blue Claws crushed the Crawdads 6-0. Beach Radio weather from meteorologist Dan Zarrow. Today, cloudy with highs around 80 and a chance for an isolated thunderstorm. Overnight temperatures around 70 with scattered thunderstorms possible. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the low 80s. It's 69 degrees in Toms River. I'm Jess Byrne. News, traffic, and weather anytime at MyBeachRadio.com.
The following is a paid program. The views contained within do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or sponsors of Town Square Media or Beach Radio 1160, 1310, and MyBeachRadio.com.
We now return to Alive Again on Beach Radio 1160 and 1310.
Well, welcome back to Alive Again from news, traffic, and weather.
Yep.
I'm your host, Pastor Jay. And again, for those of you that may be just tuning in, Alive Again, sole purpose is to bring life-transforming conversations, ministries, and outreaches to Ocean and Monmouth County. We have special guest in studio this morning, Sean Hyland, from the ministry Move the Earth. I just want to do a couple of reminders or give a couple shout-outs. Alive Again Alliance Church in Toms River is sending, they are sending 16 young adults down to the Dominican Republic in July, the last week of July. And for those of you that are listening and you have a heart for missions or you want to help contribute, A1 Union Avenue Barbershop in Lakehurst, New Jersey. They're located at 11 Union Avenue in Lakehurst, New Jersey. They're doing something special for Alive Again Alliance Church. They're opening their doors on Monday. Normally, they're closed Monday. But what the owner of A1 Union Avenue Barbershop is doing is they're opening their doors on Monday from 9 to 5. And anybody who goes in to get their haircut, 100% of the money's collected is going to fund the missions trip to the Dominican Republic at the end of July. So if you find yourself in the area, stop by Mondays from 9 to 5 from now until July 3rd. They're opening up their doors. A1 Union Ave Barbershop is in Lakehurst, 11 Union Avenue. Stop in and see them. It's for a great cause. These 16 young adults went down to the Dominican Republic last year. They started a baseball camp, and they're starting to help build a Bible school. And so they're continuing on that mission. We also want to remind listeners that Alive Again is sponsored by not only Alive Again Alliance Church in Toms River, but they are also sponsored by Painting by Kevin. for all your painting and interior and exterior needs, give Painting by Kevin a call by dialing 732-433-4465. He's got a very professional group of painters. They have all the necessary licenses and insurances. And Kevin himself is an extreme professional and a perfectionist. So when you go out, when you give him a call and he comes on out, he will make sure that you get the best for your money. Again, that's Painting by Kevin, 908-433-4465. Ron, you were mentioning this past week you stopped by a local store in Toms River.
Yes, I stopped by Overstock Warehouse.
Where are they located?
They are located at 710 Route 37 West, and it's right by Mule Road, just before Walmart, and they're actually close to Aldi's.
They're close to Aldi's. And so for you to mention this, the experience must have been extravagant, like a Disney World experience, right?
Almost. But a really nice store, a lot of merchandise at excellent prices, and the people there are very friendly and helpful.
Do you know their hours?
They're open during the day,
That's great. They're open during the day. Well, you can learn more about Overstock by going to their website or by stopping by. What was the address again, Ron?
710 Route 37 West in Toms River.
In Toms River, just before Mule Road. Okay. So for those of you that are that were listening before the break, we were talking with Sean Hyland about his testimony about from being young to where he is now and how Jesus has impacted his life. His story talks of one of depression. It talks of one of suicide. Just as a young teenager, starting at the age of 12 or 13, he finds himself disconnected with the world around him. And if those of you listening, whether you're parents and you have children that are experiencing this, or whether you're a young adult and you're going through this, Sean wants you to know that there is hope for you. There is life for you. And that hope in life comes from the restorative power of Jesus Christ. And so if you want to get connected, if you want to learn more about it, you can go, you want to learn more about Jesus and these experiences that we talk about on the radio show, you can go to aliveagainradio.org. There is a page called Affiliates. And these are various churches or ministries around Ocean and Monmouth County that can help guide you and direct you. But Sean took us to the scriptures, and that's a great place to find this hope in this life is through the Word of God itself, the Holy Spirit inspired Word. And he took us to John chapter 3, verse 3, where it talks about being born again, which is this new life in Jesus. So, Sean, after you accept Jesus Christ into your life, you were sharing with us that you went to seminary. So talk to us a little bit about what you're doing in your ministry for Christ. How are you impacting the community of Ocean and Monmouth County today or in the near future?
Yeah, the ministry is called Move the Earth. The website's movetheearth.org. If you go to movetheearth.com, it's like a landscaping company. But movetheearth.org, and we exist to reverse the trend of biblical unbelief. This study shows that less people are attending church, less people are believing in Christ, and we're seeing the result of that in our society. Mm-hmm. And so our big call to action that we want to reverse that trend, and how we do that is through biblical unity and worldview clarity. So the big two emphasis that we try to push in our ministry is to have the church stand together for the Christian faith, for the gospel of Jesus Christ, because together we can not only transform lives, we can transform a community or even a state or even way beyond that. And then worldview clarity, that we focus on five core beliefs of the Christian faith. That doesn't matter if you're Catholic or Baptist or Pentecostal or Presbyterian. There are certain truths, certain orthodox, fundamental beliefs that we all have in common. And we focus on teaching that to the church. And that's basically that, one, there's a God. He's the creator of the heavens and of the earth. Two, the Bible is 100% true. Three, there is a devil. He's not just a metaphor of evil. Four, man is sinful and saved by God's grace. And then number five, Jesus is the sinless Savior. And as you said earlier on, that kind of brings us into the perspective of the creation, our origins. Where did we come from? And that's basically there's a God, and he has revealed himself through the scriptures. That's our origins. What's the problem in the world today? Well, that's the fact that there is a devil and that man is sinful. He has a sinful nature. And what's the solution? Well, how do we fix the problem? And that is Jesus Christ is the sinless Savior. And we kind of focus and emphasize those teachings. And through that, we've seen a great spirit of unity come among the churches of Ocean and even Monmouth County now on those five core beliefs, you know, finding common ground, finding a sandbox we can all play in. And about, well, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, we had a great event in Huddy Park. Again, just across the street from the studios here. It was 1 year after Superstorm Sandy. You know, we had that time of reflection 1 year later. And then we had a time of celebration of a unity in the body of Christ, in the local churches of Toms River and Ocean County. And it hasn't stopped.
Yeah,
we've been praying every month. We've been having prayer meetings, and we've been having pastor conferences and pastor gatherings. And now we're at the point that this coming summer, we have two great events on the Jersey Shore that we can't wait to take place.
Mm-hmm. And the you're also connected, if I'm correct in saying this, with Nancy
Jackson Johnson. Yep.
And she's doing that great event, Jersey Shore Worship. So tell us a little bit about your first event. That's you're saying there are two events going on in the summer, and does that include the one in October? Or
you know, it doesn't. So what's going on this summer on the Jersey Shore, I say, is completely unprecedented. I've never seen it. And again, I'm a Jersey Shore native, Toms River native all my life.
Yeah.
The first event that we're doing and we're kind of spearheading ourselves is called Pray Jersey Shore. It's happening next weekend, Friday night, June 23rd, and then 24 hours of prayer into Saturday night, June 24th. So we're going to do a Pray Jersey Shore event. It's happening at Alive Again Alliance Church for 12 hours and then Shore Vineyard Church right here in downtown Toms River. 24 hours of nonstop prayer to prepare ourselves for then serve Jersey Shore. 24 hours of nonstop community service projects and outreach happening on Saturday, August 19th, 24 hours into Sunday,
wow,
August 20th. And so we're going to pray for 24 hours. We're going to serve for 24 hours. And then that next following Saturday, me and Nancy and some others have put together a great Pastor's Unity Breakfast to celebrate what God has done. Mm-hmm. And that goes into the September event with Nancy Jackson Johnson, Jersey Shore Worship. Now we'll have thousands of people gathered worshiping our God together. And then that goes into the Day of Hope at First Energy Park, Lakewood Blue Claw Stadium. It's going to be a magnificent and marvelous Christian event. 5 years from Superstorm Sandy. We're going to have great speakers, great worship teams. We're going to gather the churches from Ocean and Monmouth County, and we're going to have a time of celebration on October 14th. That will be the Day of Hope.
Wow, so there's a lot going on. You can definitely learn more. That was a mouthful from Sean, and we're going to kind of dissect that here by going one by one. We're just going to impact the first two that happened this Friday, and then the one that's going to happen again in August. But for more information about these events, you can definitely go to Sean's website, movetheearth.org, or you can go to aliveagainradio.org, and you can click on the community events, what's happening around the community.
Yeah, you can also find these. I was just looking. They're on Facebook. There's a Facebook event for Serve the Jersey Shore and for Pray the Jersey Shore. So go on there, you know, sign up so that we know people are coming. I'm just so excited, especially what I'm really excited about this Friday night, right?
It's Friday night.
Coming Friday.
I'm so excited about having 24 hours of prayer and seeing what God is going to do there. And, you know, I believe that prayer changes the atmosphere over a church. So I think that if a church wants to have a healthy, Spirit-filled ministry that's impacting the community, the first place before everything else is for the church to gather together in prayer and to ask for God's manifest presence.
Amen.
But now for the entire, you know, community of churches in Toms River, and if you're not part of this community of churches, as one of your fellow pastors, I want to ask you guys who are out there, other pastors, men, women, whatever denomination you're part of, jump in. The water's fine. Become part of what God is doing. Call Sean. Call this number right now. If you'd like more information, check it out on the Facebook. But what I'd like to say is that we, us gathering together as the representing the body of Christ in Toms River and praying, and we are asking for God to change the atmosphere over Toms River, not just over our churches, but over Toms River, that this would be a place of receptivity, place of healing, I'm so excited about what God can do through the church coming together to pray.
Yeah. Now, it's an unusual thing, isn't it? The church coming together.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you experiencing with this call to unity? With this, you know, are you being received? Are you finding yourself going against the tide? What is God opening doors here? What are you receiving?
Yeah, the experience of the journey has been just amazing. The open doors, the people who completely catch the vision and the uh-huh. purpose of what we're doing, different pastors from different denominations, different church backgrounds. I mean, I don't know, 10, 20 years ago, if this would have even been possible, I don't know. But I just know right now, today, it's completely unique.
It's happening.
It doesn't happen everywhere. Mm-hmm. Let alone everywhere in New Jersey, but it's everywhere in America. Just this doesn't happen everywhere, but it's happening right here in our backyard. And seeing, you know, 30, 40 pastors from different backgrounds just come together over the past few years. And now, again, Pray Jersey Shore, seeing two churches and then leaders from 10 different churches leading us. And, of course, everybody welcome to come from any church, you know, to join us in prayer for the 24 hours. It's an amazing experience. And this coming weekend, as we do this, we'll be, you know, every hour has a different theme or a different focus.
Uh-huh.
And so the first hour, we're going to focus on repentance and consecration and just, you know, who we are and get our hearts right. Then we're going to pray for church unity, the second hour, unify the churches of our region and beyond. The third hour, we're going to pray for pastors and churches by name. You know, we're going to lift them up before God to bless their congregations, to bless their leadership. Then we're going to pray for salvations and church growth around the Jersey Shore. Then we're going to begin to focus in on some issues that we're dealing with, you know, addictions and homelessness and recovery homes and different, you know, tough areas that we're dealing with on the Jersey Shore. Then we're going to pray for different communities and neighborhoods, and then the economy and the schools and the businesses and the local government, praying for youth and children and then marriages and families. Each hour is a different topic. Mm-hmm. And then finally, we're going to close it praying for Serve Jersey Shore, Jersey Shore Worship, and Day of Hope.
Wow. So a lot of impactful prayer is going to go on. Now, you said it's going to happen at Alive Again Alliance Church. Starting at what time?
At 7 p.m. this Friday, June 23rd, until 7 a.m. on Saturday morning, Saturday, June 24th. And then from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., we'll be at Shore Vineyard Church, 1 South Main Street here in Toms River, for this 12 hours.
Do you know Shore Vineyard Church's website address? Is it shorevineyard.com?
I believe it is, yes.
Okay. So if those of you that are out there listening, if you want to dial in and ask questions, you can by dialing 732-505-1160. Or again, you can go to Facebook Live or go to our website. There is also a comment section on the AliveAgainRadio.org section. There's a comments page. And so you're calling the church, you're calling the body to unite under prayer, under this unity, and then you transition and you kind of like are preparing the soldiers to march out this day of unity and community outreach on August 18th. So what is the inspiration, the vision behind August 18th?
Yeah, so that's called Serve Jersey Shore, and you can go to servejerseyshore.com just for that event alone. But last year, a ministry in Asbury Park called the Jersey Shore Dream Center did a thing called Serve 24, where they served Asbury Park for 24 hours nonstop. I mean, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. They're out in the streets helping people, serving people. And when I seen what this one church, the one organization, Jersey Shore Dream Center, did for 24 hours nonstop in one community, mm-hmm. I got with them and I spoke with them, Pastor Isaac Friedel, and I said, imagine what it would look like if not only one community was served for 24 hours, but the entire Jersey Shore
wow.
was served for 24 hours. And so we kind of partnered together. They're going to do their Serve 24 event that day, August 19th to August 20th, 24 hours. And then we're going to have churches from all over Ocean and Monmouth County do projects during those 24 hours as well. So from Toms River to Barnegat to Long Branch and Atlantic Highlands and beyond, I mean, we're going to have in community service projects. Some are very simple. Some are all-out festivals. And we're just going to bless and serve the people of Ocean and Monmouth County nonstop August 19th to August 20th.
Yeah, I know that Alive Again Alliance is involved in this. We're getting involved what was the date again? August?
It's Saturday, August 19th.
Oh, August 19th.
Into Sunday, August 20th.
August 20th. I know we're getting involved with the organization called the Children's Home Society.
Great.
And we're going to help children that are less fortunate, that are on welfare. We're going to help support that organization during this day. Have you gotten some feedback on what other churches are, how they're impacting the community? What can the people see?
Yeah, I mean, there are already 40 churches and ministries that are going to be a part and involved in this 24 hours of nonstop service. Wow. Some churches have already gotten back to us with some projects. Of course, mm-hmm. more churches will be getting back with their final ideas in a week or two. But I know like up in Calvary Lighthouse in Lakewood, they're going to have a day just for foster kids and their families. So almost like a festival day. They're going to have food and games and giveaways and rides for foster kids. Mm-hmm. Then the New Life Church in Tom's River, they're going to be over at Island Beach State Park, giving away a free cookout and having games on the beach, just blessing people with a free lunch that day.
Wow.
Ocean Christian Community Church in downtown Tom's River is going to be doing a three-course meal for homeless people or other disadvantaged people from 5 to 7 p.m. There'll be entertainment there, a beautiful meal. There'll be a gift when they leave. First Assembly of God of Tom's River will be doing back-to-school backpacks, giveaways to families in the area with school supplies. Vital Church in Tom's River, giving away blessing bags to the homeless people. And I can go on and on.
Wow.
It's just an amazing lineup of different ways of blessing the community. Let me say this. Kingdom Discovery House is a transitional home for men, okay? They're doing the outreach. They're doing the project. The men in the transitional home are going to be cooking meals for another recovery home in the area.
What? Say that again? Kingdom?
Yeah, Kingdom Discovery House.
Where are they?
I believe it's in Tom's River. I don't know the exact location. There's a house that they have men who are
we
coming.
Are they connected to Grace and Peace?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
One of their guys comes to our church.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I didn't know the official name of that group. Wow. So they're actually going to cook a meal for another.
For the two Oxford homes in the areas.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. So they have some men who are transitioning, and they're helping other people.
Great.
And this is what we want to see. I mean, people helping people, people loving God and loving one another. It's going to transform society and transform the Jersey Shore.
And so, a lot of times I know from an outside looking in, some people are hesitant to get connected. They're hesitant to go down because we call it smuggling the gospel. When they're going down for a meal and the next thing, it's almost like when you go down to the resorts in Florida, they say, oh, come for free Disney tickets, but you have to sit through a 6-hour day of learning about, timeshares. So what can the people experience? What is going to be the atmosphere when they go? Are they going to have to sit and listen to a sermon before they enjoy this 3-course meal? Or what can they experience?
Yeah, the whole purpose of the day is just to serve people.
Just to love them.
Yeah, serve Jersey Shore. I mean, I don't know if the audience even realizes how much good that the churches do in the community.
Yeah.
I mean, local churches make better communities. And that day, we're not going to be promoting any one individual church. We're just going to be wearing the same T-shirt, serve Jersey Shore, same website, just a point of unity. And we just want to bless and serve the people of Ocean and Monmouth County and them to realize that there are people there who love them, who care for them, and there's an open door for them anytime they want to come back.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great event. I know we're excited to be connected to it. All these that you have listed, all of these locations, they can learn about that by going to Jersey Shore.
ServeJerseyShore.com.
ServeJerseyShore.com.
Yep, you can see all the churches that are participating. And you can see what we're about. And when all the projects are done and finalized, by July, let's say,
okay,
we'll have all the projects listed there as well, who's doing what, where they're doing it, and when they're doing it.
Now, will you also share those with me so that I can post them on the AliveAgainRadio.org website?
Absolutely. Yep.
This way there's more points of contact.
You can share that. That would be wonderful.
So we want to reemphasize the events that are going on. The August one, we're definitely going to promote more as we get closer to that. But if you're struggling with something to do this Friday – we want you to come on out and engage in the night of unity and prayer at Alive Again Alliance Church. That's at 1060 Church Road in Tom's River. The prayer event starts at 7 p.m. It'll go until 7 a.m. the next morning. And then we want you to, if you're free Saturday, we want you to head down to Shore Vineyard. Do you have their address, Sean?
It's 1 South Main Street, Tom's River.
1 South Main Street in Tom's River. And join with the local bodies, the local church bodies around Ocean and Monmouth County for this time of prayer. And get connected to what's happening here with Move the Earth and Jersey Shore United. Or did I say that backwards?
Serve Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore. You want to get connected. You want to get engaged. And Sean, any final before I have to say some final comments for the ending of the show? What needs do you have? What are your final thoughts or words that you want to let the community know so they can help other than getting connected to these?
Yeah, I just want to say that the local churches of Ocean and Monmouth County, whether you attend one or not, I've been here for many years, and I want to say you have a great local church body here in Ocean and Monmouth County. They're doing great things. You may hear some of this on Live Again Radio as often as you can get on the air once a week and kind of highlight some of the individuals and ministries that are making a big impact. But anyone who comes from a faith background, you need to be excited on what God is doing here on the Jersey Shore. It's unprecedented. It's exciting. It's unique. And he's doing it right in our backyard. So I want everyone to stay tuned and just to keep an eye out on what God is doing through movetheearth.org, here at Alive Again Radio, at servejerseyshore.com, and we're going to experience great things here in New Jersey. I really believe that.
Wow, that's great. Well, we thank you so much for joining the show, and we definitely want to have you back. I want to definitely hear how the United Prayer Service goes. Then I want to have you on, you know, maybe in July sometime to, again, talk more about the August 19th event, how it's progressing, and then some of the future events. Again, the Nancy Jackson Johnson event going on at the end of September. And then we want to unpack and learn more about what's going to happen at the Blue Claw Stadium in October. For those of you that are listening, this is Alive Again Radio. We are here to bring life-transforming testimonies, discussions, ministries to Ocean and Monmouth County. We are sponsored by Alive Again Alliance Church, located at 1060 Church Road. Come on out tomorrow to help us celebrate Father's Day with all the men in and around Ocean and Monmouth County. Join Keith Elias, former running back of the New York Giants and Indianapolis Colts. He's going to have a motivational discussion on the authentic manhood. Painting by Kevin takes care of all of your interior and exterior needs. Give them a call by dialing 908-433-4465. And if you want to listen to the radio show again, there was a lot that we discussed. There were a lot of dates, a lot of topics or events that we discussed. You can go to aliveagainradio.org, and all of the radio shows, both this morning's as well as all the past radio shows, are posted there for your pleasure. You can also check out the community page for events that are going on around Ocean and Monmouth County. If you want to get involved, send us a note, send us a comment at the aliveagainradio.org website. Well, Pastor Bill, we're just about out of time. I think we got 2 minutes left. Some final thoughts and comments for the community out there.
Well, I would just say that I agree with what Sean has. First of all, Sean, thanks for coming. You know, and
great to be
a lot
here.
Of people don't know that Sean has been used by God in a powerful way to bring churches together in our community. It's just been an awesome thing to see how God has been growing that ministry. Move the Earth, and how God has really defined it as kind of a hub through which churches can be in relationship with one another. And again, want to invite my fellow pastors who are out there, anybody who may be listening, or if you go to a church and you say, "Why isn't our church involved in this?" Talk to the powers that be. You know who to plant the bug in the ear of to say, "Hey, why aren't we part of that fellowship? Why aren't we connected with the pastor's prayer on Wednesdays and on the things that God is doing in the larger church at the Jersey Shore."
Well, listen, that about wraps it up. If you need your haircut, go on down to A1 Union Barbershop in Lakehurst for your haircut on Mondays between 9 and 5 from now until July 3rd to help support the Alive Again Alliance Dominican Republic team going down at the end of July. Again, that's A1 Union Avenue Barbershop. Don't forget to stop into Overstock on Route 37 just before you get to Mule Road. And give Painting by Kevin a call for all your interior and painting needs. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Alive Again with Pastor Jay and Pastor Bill, brought to you by the Alive Again Alliance Church. For more information, visit AliveAgainAlliance.com. Be sure to listen every Saturday at 7:30 a.m., only on Beach Radio 1160 and 1310.